It's the Grilling Guys coming to you from a recorded Standard Lumber and Kitchen studio. We're recording because it's a deer season. Jop's on vacation, and I'm up in the woods, so I had to come in here early and get Mr. Brad Ensing from Garrett's Appliance to join me. Garrett's Appliance, of course, supplied all the appliances in my house, from the crazy, crazy washing machine that my wife bought, which is a Speed Queen, which is like a commercial beast.
Yeah, old school, built to last.
Oh my gosh,
a day and a half.
We've been through so many washing machines. This thing is just like, it's like having Megatron in your laundry room.
It might not be the prettiest thing in the world, but it does what it says it's going
to
do.
I'll tell you what, it's easy to use.
Yeah,
you just
absolutely.
Push the right button, you put it in there, it works. Anyway, and then of course, we have this refrigerator that is this gigantic built-in. Who's the company that makes the vent on the stove that goes down?
Well, there's multiple. There's
the original one.
Best Buy Brone? Do you have the Katura?
No, the refrigerators that are downdraft. I mean, I'm sorry.
Wow.
The range that is a downdraft.
Jennair.
My refrigerator's a Jennair, which is probably made by Wolf or somebody anyway.
No, it's actually made by the Whirlpool Corporation.
Okay. So it's this huge
built-in. You got a built-in. Yeah.
It's wonderful. It's so cool. It's got all these great compartments, adjustable. My range is a Thermador. Absolutely the best range you could ever buy. I would never look. I wanted a Wolf real bad.
It's
not after
awesome.
Having the Thermador.
It is an awesome stove.
Yeah. So that's what Garrett's Appliance has done for me. And, of course, Standard Kitchens did all the cabinets, and Jop helped with that.
Well,
so
and a big throw
between
to all
you
the-
and Jop, my house, I mean, the it, kitchen is
full.
Everything for your house.
Absolutely.
The kitchen is, I mean, at least at my house, ever since 30 years ago when we first built, I took a picture of our little 1,600-square-foot ranch. There were 30 people in my kitchen. And I had Magic Chef appliances and plywood cabinets or, you know, particle board cabinets. So now it's this stunning
now,
stuff.
Now you've dated yourself again with Magic Chef. Not to me, because
yeah,
I've been there
know,
for a long
but
time.
To be honest with you, that side-by-side for Magic Chef is still running. It's in my basement.
Now one of the cool things, just briefly back to the deer hunters, who I'm going to give a big shout-out today. Make sure your arrows fly straight. And if you need a freezer, too, come on in, because we got a bunch of deals, Black Friday deals on chest freezers, upright freezers.
Nice.
So if you need to get that freezer to store that venison.
I should probably do that because my freezer is 50 years old.
One of those things to think about, too, and I know we don't have a ton of time, is people talk a lot about manual defrost versus frost-free freezers. And if you're storing that meat for 6 months or a year, look at a manual defrost.
That's what I have.
I mean, they
that's
don't
why I haven't
thaw
gotten
all
rid
the
of,
time.
That's why I haven't gotten rid of my 50-year-old freezer.
Yeah, and they still.
My father-in-law, Charlie Jabor, gave me when they moved to a condo.
And all those chest freezers are that old school style manual defrost.
A lot of them are.
Yeah,
a lot of them are.
The uprights. You
so what kind do you like?
Ways. You know, when we get to freezers, Frigidaire makes most of them out there on the market.
All right.
However, chest freezers are great. You know, if you want to do a little more organizational, lay things out.
They're
you
easier.
Do the upright, you know, is a little easier to get into. But just always talk to your sales professional. And we talk about this a lot, is making sure you get the right freezer for what you're storing.
Well, PBCT, it's from Railtown. It made our show better. Brad Ensing from Garrett's Appliance.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
It's always great to work with you. You're a friend, and we love the people down at Garrett's.
And we're going to be cutting up some deer here, hopefully, this weekend. Maybe. Who knows?
I'm probably doing it as you listen to this show. Thanks for joining us. It's the Grilling Guys. We'll see you next week.
Stay safe.